fourth parak of the Talmud, Mishnah Chof. Elisha ben Avuya, Oimer. Haloi med yelad lamu doimer le dioy ksuv al niyach chodesh. When a person learns when he's young, it's like writing on fresh paper. Haloi med zoken. A person learns when he's old, lamu doimer le dioy ksuv al niyach mochuk. It's like you're reading on paper that was written on and erased, which doesn't come out so good. Avchaim v'lozhena, Chazanish, and many tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim said, don't misunderstand this. Some people take this as an excuse. If I didn't start learning when I was young, then it's not worth learning afterwards. All it means is you have to work a little bit harder. But at any age, one should and can learn, and should not use an excuse that since I didn't learn when I was younger, then now it's too late. It's never too late. If you have not such a good paper and you work hard on it, you can make a beautiful ksav. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Ish Kfar, Habavli Oimer. A person learns from people that are young, not fully developed in the Torah learning, and says it's like eating grapes that are not fully ripened, which are sour. It's like drinking wine that wasn't fermented enough. It also doesn't have the wine, the full flavor. A person learns from elders, that's compared to that's like eating fully grown grapes, b'sheise, yain, yoshin, drinking an old wine. As we know, the knowledge of Torah and the personality behind the one, the knowledge in Torah grows as time goes on. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yaima, at the stack of a kankelib, mashiishbo. You should not look at the external impression of a person or of anything. Why? Because yesh kankan chodesh mole yoshin. Sometimes the kankan, the outside, is a new kankan. But inside it's full of old good wine. V'yoshin, sometimes you have an old casket which looks, must have had some aged wine in it. V'afilu chodesh ein bo, it doesn't have anything inside of it. So that's the same thing also. Sometimes somebody can make good external impressions. Don't go by that. You have to find out what his teich is inside. We're living in a world run by Esav and his descendants that are very into external impressions, advertising everything else. This is a message for the Jewish people. I have to look into the inside, what's going on.